Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Kanan Dunham following a fantastic 1600 meters. And Kanan, obviously you've had such a great career, such great ability that you finally got that championship this weekend. I also know we just witnessed history with Quentin running a sub four and Caleb 10 pass right behind him. Just describe what it's like to be in a race with those guys and how they push you.
It's just great being able to race them. Like, I knew they were going to go out fast. Two flat is a pretty fast way to get out. But yeah, I'm really excited and I'm really fortunate to be able to race with them. They're two incredible guys. Quentin, he's just a beast. Yeah, it's just incredible being able to like witness that. That's just awesome.
Just one more question about Quentin, because I know you can get tiresome to ask about him, but you're often the first one to hug him after a race. What has that relationship been like between the two of you? You guys could be bitter rivals. You could be even a little bitter about him being so fast, but it seems like you've embraced it, and he seems like a pretty swell guy.
Well, yeah, he's awesome. Like, I've done a couple of cool downs with him, and just like, it's great to be able to talk with him. And that's one thing that I love about Iowa Distance is that everyone's just great people. Yeah, being able to like race someone and like, just like being trying to be able to beat them and then being their best friend afterwards. It's like, it's just a great experience. I'm super excited that I'm a part of it. Yeah.
Six big points for the team race right now. There's a scenario where we could even have a four-way tie in Class 3A. Regardless, the winner is going to have to earn it in these final two races. What's, you know, the mentality like after being able to contribute to this team, knowing that so many guys put you in this position, and how exciting is it, regardless of what happens, to know that you have a shot at a team title?
It's just great. Kind of brings me back to my freshman days where we were competing to win too. Yeah, it's a great time in 3A right now. The competition's just insane right now. Everyone's so close. Yeah, it's great to be a part of it. But at the same time, it's nerve-wracking. Like, yeah, just being a part of that and just like waiting the results.
Every race counts, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Regardless what happens today, what does this summer look like for you, knowing cross country's in the future? And obviously, it's going into your senior season with a lot of recruiting stuff and all the above. What's this summer look like for Kanan Dunham?
I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing any other meets post-state. I might be doing the Belmont Mile and maybe some other races. Still need to talk with my parents about those. But, yeah, I've got a couple more races, and then I'm going to take couple weeks off to just be excited with how the season went, and just like take notes for cross country, and then yeah, season's gonna start training up again, waking up at 6:30 in the morning every day and working out with the guys, so it'll be exciting.
I was about to say, one of my favorite parts of the summer is seeing you and the guys out there running for sure. Kanan Dunham, third place, helping Pella stay in the team standings in the hunt for a title and a trophy. Kanan, always a pleasure to watch you compete, and look forward to the next time we do it.
Thank you.